Right. Although I have no personal recollection of the following, I can recount what I know from reliable witnesses, chiefly you, Katrina. Before I left Odyssey, I was working on a top-secret project to convert brain waves to radio waves with the rather altruistic belief that it might benefit mankind in many diverse ways, though I wasn't aware that our financial sponsors were actually an unscrupulous corporation that was truly interested in the technology so they might convert radio waves to brain waves and thereby attempt a form of mind control over the general population for their subversive and evil purposes. When I realized what terrible things they intended, I took the research and quickly departed from Odyssey along with Katrina, whereupon we were married at the bedside of her dying father, who had become ill as a result of some rather misguided mind control tests by his employers, the previously mentioned evil corporation. We now understood how very serious was our predicament, and so we went into hiding in various locales around the world until such time as we believed my knowledge was no longer a danger and returned to Washington, D.C., the National Institute of Health in particular, where I submitted my research and we began new top-secret tests on the conversion of brainwaves to radio waves. But, alas, we were unsuccessful. Then, on the eve of what I believed to be a major breakthrough, the government withdrew their support of our program and demanded we cease and desist from any further experimentation, which, as you can imagine, caused great distress for me personally, and so I took the rather unorthodox step of returning to our laboratory that very night and attempting one last experiment upon myself. Whereupon everything went horribly wrong, and I'm embarrassed to say I seem to have erased my memory.